In the past few weeks, two women who had said they were victims of sexual assault in Boise recanted their stories. That's after weeks, or in one of the cases, months, of investigating by the Boise Police Department. BPD issued a statement after the second recantation saying police hoped the isolated cases would not keep victims from deciding to report crimes. Angie Munson is a detective in the Boise Police Department Special Victims Unit. She's been an officer for 27 years. She's worked on over 2,000 cases, most of them sex crimes. And this morning, our Samantha Wright talks to Munson. She asks if indeed she sees a number of cases where an alleged victim recants, saying that the crime didn't take place.
I know that it seems like lately we've had a higher rate of recantation because we had two pretty public recantations that came out. However, it is very rare for someone who reports rape to recant what their story is. And I would say that it's probably consistent with recantations on other crimes, too, whether they be violent crimes or property crimes.
In the two recent cases, was there any sort of assault that occurred?
In one of the cases, there was definitely an assault that occurred, but it wasn't the story that was initially presented. And in another case that we've recently had, it was more of a fabrication.
Why would a woman do something like that, that you have seen in cases in the past?
Well, not in these cases, but in my experience, what I have seen is that women come, or men actually, come forward with a report for a variety of reasons. And a lot of times that has to do with their background and trauma maybe they've experienced in the past, or sometimes attention seeking. Or I think that there's such a variety of motivations, it would be hard to list them right now. Just like anything, you know, people have their own motivations and what their life experience, where they come to. But the nice thing is that we just don't see that very often. Most of all the reports that we get are valid, and we investigate them individually.
We've heard of cases where police, not in Boise, but police would doubt a woman's story when she comes forward and said she was sexually assaulted or raped. And the woman maybe then recants at that point, but it turns out that she actually was raped. How confident can the public be that when a woman recants a rape report in Boise, they were in fact not raped?
I know this, that since about 1997, Boise police has worked under the model that we call the BET model, which is belief, empathy, and time. So that's the acronym, is the BET model. And so every victim that comes forward and makes a report, it is the detective and the patrol officer's responsibility to believe what they have to say and give that every single case the time that it deserves as far as time in reporting, time in processing, time in investigation, so that we can come to a good outcome that is a truthful outcome.
What's the effect on the way we as the public think of rape when a woman files what turns out to be a false report? Does that have an impact on what the public is thinking?
You know, I hope not. I hope that people who are victims of crime come forward immediately so that we can give them the best service that we have available.
What is the Boise Police Department doing to keep other victims from being afraid of reporting when something like this happens?
Well, we do have a lot of outreach. I think that you've seen in the model that Boise Police has had, including the change with our new chief, we really are spending a lot of time in getting out in the community, repurposing the way that we respond to crimes as far as areas to try to get out there, to have people know who we are, to have an officer that they're familiar with seeing because they're in that area specifically, and they're the officer that's going to respond each time. They develop trust that way. We have officers in the schools so that the people who are growing up in Boise, whether it's junior high or high school, they come in contact with officers pretty frequently so that they have a relationship there that they can kind of trust with officers. We have victim witness coordinators whose sole responsibility is to make sure that people don't feel lost in the criminal justice system. And we try, as far as my role in, as a detective that investigates sexual assaults, we try to give the best time, the best investigation that we can do. So I think, my experience is, I think we do a pretty darn good job talking with people, taking care of people, and keeping people safe, having our crime prevention people go out after the fact to make sure that victims aren't just left out there on their own, and really kind of wrapping the long arm of the law around them and try to make sure that they're supported through all the different processes here.
And that is Boise Police Detective Angie Munson talking to our Samantha Wright. Detective Munson has worked with the Boise Police Department for 27 years.